It's wakey time. Now, I've had this whole production planned out. I've got the skills, I've got the talent, I've got the equipment. I can do it. I had an animation planned at the beginning. I've got logos. I've got this whole thing planned out to make videos because my mind with its ideas, it just goes there. I do not have the time. I work a full-time job. I've got a lot of projects like this. These are my paintings. It's just one, but I have to start talking. I have to start sharing. And if you're interested in what I have to say, then please share my videos, watch any videos I'll make after this one. This is like an introduction. And if you're not interested, please, I do not want to get into debates and arguments, and you know, anything I say is verifiable. If you seek first and you do research, you can find this stuff out. You can see it. You have to have an open mind. Okay? But I've been shown things, and I feel like I have to participate in truth. Truth must be told. These are not things that I believe. I live a life of my own. This is something I've uncovered or has been shown to me. So, the whole, everything I will talk about in the videos, whether it's off topic or not, the whole enveloping thing, the whole domain will be about, will always come back to this fact, okay? All the religious books, the ones used and not used, you have Gospels outside of the Bible, you have the Book of Enoch removed, things like that. All religious books, not just the canonized versions or the official versions, but all religious books, all mythology, all of it, across the whole world, all mythology, all tales, legends, fairy tales, children's stories, cartoons, fishing terminology. You'll be amazed at the expanse of this. All of it has to do with our bodies, how they work, our anatomy, how they work with our brain, our mind, our consciousness, and its connection to the cosmos, the heavens, the macrocosm above and outside of us. Meditation is the key. The seven chakras, the process of meditation, which we will get into more and more as I make more videos. It is the key to connecting the within to with the without, the macrocosm to the microcosm. It is the key. And I don't have any production. I don't have time to do any production on this video. So this is it. Now, I did start a website with the help of my sister. It is under construction, but live. So you can see it as I'm making it. I will be adding stuff to it as much as I can every day. It is anglesoflight.com. Not angels of light, A-N-G-L-E-S, anglesoflight.com. They are the same thing. So, your eternal conscious light being that exists inside of your body is a photon. It angled down from the cosmos 2 months during your mother's pregnancy when your pineal gland was ready. We are all angels of light, angles of light, photons, okay? They're called messenger particles by science. So, this is the whole theme. And it's not my theme. I'm not making anything up. This has to do with natural law and the way things are. Anglesoflight.com. If you want to check it out, I'm still making it. It's nothing impressive. If anyone's even going to see this video. In the Book of Enoch, okay, there are fallen angels who land on the summit of Mount Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N. It doesn't matter how you spell it. We'll get into that another time. They land on the summit, which is the top of Mount Hermon, okay? Anywhere in any of these stories, which I will bring to you, I'll bring books, I'll bring the stories later. This is just examples for this introduction. Any of these stories, if they mention a mountain, they are talking about your body, specifically the base of your chakra to your pineal gland. That is the summit or the top of the mountain. Always is, always has been, okay? So when the fallen angels, the angels of light angle into your pineal gland, they land on the summit or the top of Mount Hermon, like it says in the book of Enoch. Now, these fallen angels in the Bible, in Genesis, are referenced as the sons of God. The sons of God who find the daughters of men beautiful, okay? Men in the Bible are thoughts. Their wives are your emotions. The daughters of men are the desires of your thoughts, the desires of your emotions. Because both parents are emotions and desires. Female is always emotion. Men are always thoughts, right brain, left brain. More on that another time. Now, the sons of God, angels of light, they are the firstborn thoughts of God from the cosmos, from the right hemisphere into the pineal gland of the brain. They're born from virgin consciousness. These are virgin thoughts coming from somewhere else, but you think them. They come to you. They're generated. They're created. They come to you. Now, your thoughts, your emotions, and your desires will always intermingle with these. You'll always try to contrive something. They'll always get together. So the sons of God, the angels of light, find that the daughters of men or the desires of your thoughts were beautiful. They are beautiful. And they mate with them. What did the Bible say? They bore giants, men of renown. Yeah, of course they bear giants. You got giant problems now in your thoughts. Your mind is expanding. You got thoughts going all the time. You have this constant current coming from the earth through your central nervous system to the base of your spine. It's running up into the left side of your brain, and it's all the time. The only way to regulate this is through meditation. Okay? More on that later. I'm just giving you examples right now. Okay? Something I was talking about with a friend of mine today. My friend's name is Al. When I get a second phone, so I can film with one and call people on the other, we will get these people on speakerphone. I have a lot of friends, particularly my friend Allie wants to talk. You know, it's something that will come when it comes, but I do talk to him every day. Now, we were talking about different stuff always comes to mind, but I was texting with a friend, so I went and talked to Al about nymphs. Now, nymphs in Greek mythology particularly, I know they exist in stories all around the world. They're by different names. For this example, Greek mythology, you have stories of nymphs. There are always hundreds of them. They are always connected to areas and parts of nature. There is always a spring near them, like a freshwater spring or some sort of a spring water. When it went into Roman mythology, okay, you have Latin, they became lymphae with an L. We get all our medical terms from Latin and Greek and Arabic primarily. Lymphae. Nymphs are lymph nodes. Like I said before, all of these stories have to do with our bodies and our health. Nymphs, lymphae, they are lymph nodes. When the lymph nodes filtrate your lymphatic fluid coming out after the filtration. Spring. There's your spring. Okay. Your lymphatic system, when it's healthy, gives you a strong, healthy sexual drive. When your lymphatic system is not healthy, your sexual drive diminishes. All the stories of nymphs in Greek mythology and their counterparts all over the world are always connected to seduction and sexuality, because they're lymph nodes. It's talking about your lymphatic system. And I'll bring the stories. We will get into the stories. I will read the stories. We'll explain all of this. These are just examples of what I'm going to be talking about. Okay? And your lymphatic system is connected to, it goes hand in hand with your whole body and system, the way it works, but it goes hand in hand with your endocrine system, which has to do with your hormones, okay? When you have a healthy lymphatic system, healthy endocrine system, everything's working good, fine. You know, the nymphs. Hormones. Think of the word, okay? So your endocrine system has different organs. They're all connected to your seven chakras. There's seven systems. We'll get into that. I'll bring diagrams if you want, whatever we need to do. Your endocrine system is part of that mountain that I talked about. It's Mount Harmon. It's Mount Hormone, okay? The angels of light, the sons of God, the fallen angels landed on the top or the summit of Mount Harmon, because it's harmony when your chakras are aligned. The Y of harmony, the letter Y going back to Phoenician, is Yoda. Y-O-D-H, Yoda. In Greek, it is iota. And the Greek writers explain that an iota is an atom. It is the greatest but smallest teacher. It's God, the Yod, Yoda. That's why Yoda is the greatest but smallest teacher in The Empire Strikes Back. George Lucas knows a lot more than he's telling people. And if he doesn't, I don't know what's going on. We'll do Star Wars. I'll do videos on Star Wars. It's spectacular. Mount Harmon. Harmony. It's all connected to your endocrine system, your lymphatic system. Olympus Mountain again, Mount Olympus. And if you don't think the Greek gods are living on the top of Mount Olympus, you have 12 cranial nerves. Each one of those is directly connected to the 12 signs of the zodiac. Macrocosm, microcosm, we are connected. And if you want to get in touch with it, that is what meditation is all about. Okay. I will show you meditation in the Bible and elsewhere and everywhere. It's in everything. And it explains it. It explains all these bodily functions and the way our minds work, the way consciousness works. It's all consciousness. It's all consciousness. And we'll explain what that is and get into it. But when your chakras are aligned, you're in harmony, Mount Harmony. It's all the same. And we will get into what harmon means. I can connect it. Har, her with a U, H-E-R, her, H-O-R, the H-U-R who traveled with Moses and Aaron up the mountain. you have her, because it's female, it's the kundalini, it's the serpent, it's the sine waves that travel up and in across through the chakras. Mon is moon, mono, mountain. We'll get into all that stuff. It's very explainable. And once again, you know, if you're not interested in this, don't just leave it. I don't want to get into it with you. Okay? I'm here to bring you information. If you're interested in it, you're like, oh, wow, like I used to be. You'll look into it. And if you want to talk, we'll work on contact later. I'd love to talk to people, but I do not want to. I'm not here to fight. I'm here to give something to the people that want it. I've tried to tell people I know personally. Some people just think I'm interesting the way I'm talking. You know, some people get it. And we're going to have the people that get it talk to us in the future. I think I've said all I wanted to say at this point in time. I wish I could do what I've imagined these videos would do, but I don't have the time, but I still have to do it. My name is Eli, anglesoflight.com, and this is It's Wakey Time, because it's wakey time. And thank you. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you.